time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
So, Kendall Anderson, I guess it goes without question that intelligent investors need to understand what bond mutual funds are all about and what they're doing.
Well, they should. They understand bond funds. I think they do because, you know, over the years, a typical portfolio for an individual has been consisted of 60% common stocks, 40% bonds, and most people use mutual funds to implement that.
Right.
You know, there's been other methods. You know, Jack Bogle's famous for saying, well, you should age weight your bond holdings. If you're 50 years old, own 50% common stocks and 50% bonds. If you're 70, 30% common stocks and 70% bonds. And you know what? That's worked pretty well for the last 35 years. And there's a reason for that.
All right.
Interest rates have been declining for 35 years. Today, we're seeing that the typical corporate bond, you know, a quality bond with a 10-year maturity is going to pay you about 4% interest. Same with the underlying mutual funds that are built and maintained as bonds. Those corporate bonds could easily pay 4%. What we don't include, because we're really inexperienced with that, is rising interest rates. And what's going to happen if interest rates rise to your bond mutual fund? First of all, the Federal Reserve has pretty much told us, hey, interest rates are going higher. The squabble is whether it's going to be three raises or four, meaning four raises would increase the Fed funds rate by 1%. This is what's going to happen to that bond mutual fund, 10-year maturity with quality. Interest rates go up 1%, the value of your bond fund is going to decline 7.8%.
Ooh.
If they go up 2%, that's a 15% decline. One thing you need to look at and be very comfortable with is you need to know what you own. If you're confused over that bond mutual fund, you just give us a call. We'd be happy to sit down and visit with you.
Thank you, Kendall.
Thank you.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to AndersonGriggs.com.